this week, Mike traveled from Boston out to Las Vegas to hang out with Toby during a barbecue, where we try a few different beers, so it should be an interesting show. Don't know exactly what we'll be trying, so stay tuned and check it out.
Let's crack it.
I am straight craftus erectus right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week, I'm Mike from Boston, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Well, sort of live.
Previously recorded.
Yeah.
But it's live right now, but right not now. When you're listening to it.
Yeah. Well, live because there's two of us in the room, so it's even more live.
Yeah. Yes, Toby's with me this week at Beer Coasters Podcast West.
Yeah.
In the Beer Coaster Studios.
Studio B.
Studio B.
Yeah. We're recording on my iPod right now, so.
Yeah. It's not our regular recording setup, but we got some cool beers. I think we're gonna add some beers that we've tried this weekend. I don't know if you guys have been following my Twitter or Untappd, but I've been kind of traveling a little bit and trying some beers along the way. And we had a couple tasting flights that we tried together this weekend, and we'll probably play some of those. And this week we're going to try together for our fermentation, we're going to do the Cismontane Coulter IPA, and that's from Cismontane Brewing Company out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
So, and they are a new brewery.
Yeah, so like I said, we got a few. I'm not quite sure what beers are going to make it on the show this week. That'll have to do with Beer Coaster Toby's choice in editing.
But yeah, whatever I feel like putting on the show this week.
But we're going to try this Cismontane, so let's get into it, shall we?
All right. This is a fermentation conversation, yeah. All right, Cismontane, you want me to do it?
Fermentation conversation, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, like we said, this is Cismontane Brewing out of
Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
Yes, new brewery. And this is their Coulter IPA, and I believe the Coulter is a mountain. Oh, it's a pine. Big cone pine, native species to Southern California. So this is their IPA, West Coast style.
Conifer, as Beer Coaster Toby likes to refer to it as. It's got a little shot of rye in it too, I believe.
Oh, nice.
It's got it says it's brewed with a little hint of rye for some head retention. And I'm not sure what kind of hops they use in this, but it's 7.2 ABV. And 60 IBUs.
Bottle says 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do we believe, the website or the bottle?
Might have to go with the bottle.
Okay, we'll go with the bottle this time. The bottle's more bitter than the website. Let's crack it.
All right.
Yeah, I've never even heard of these guys. So I'm interested in trying this beer.
I've heard of them through Greg at the OC Beer Blog. He's blogged about these guys. He's posted videos. I think he even did a tour of the brewery. And yeah, they're pretty new. I want to say they've only been around for a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So they're fairly new to Southern California.
I get the yeasty goodness at the end.
Yeah, it looks unfiltered, very cloudy.
Yeah, orange.
About two good fingers ahead.
Yeah, I got almost three.
Oh. Ooh, citrusy, kind of orange on the nose.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of caramely citrus.
Yeah.
Smells good. It's got a very...
like a candied... some sort of like candied hop. Like a cotton candy or even maybe a bubble gum. There's a really sweet candy-like aroma.
Yeah, it does have an interesting sweetness going on. Taking a sip, yeah! It's a little crisper than I was expecting. I thought we were going to get kind of a straight bitterness.
Oh, no, and it's not. It's not bitter. It's very sweet, fruity, maybe even some sort of a tree
something
fruit.
A little earthy about it.
Yeah.
On the tongue.
Maybe apricot or something like that?
Something to that effect, yeah. Still a big kind of frothy head kind of sticking up on the top here.
Yeah, good head retention. Got some lacing.
Must be that rye malt.
That candy comes back. Yeah, it's not very bitter at all. It doesn't feel like 65 IBUs, but... just seems sweet, you know. There is a little bit of that bitterness, but it's a nice balance.
Yeah, it's not your normal kind of peach. Southern California type IPA. It's
nectarine.
It's different. It's towards that where
like peachy, like
it's a pit fruit, but not too sweet. It's got. I mean, there's a sweetness in the beer, but you don't get kind of a pit fruit sweetness. You get a pit fruit. Crispy tartness a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Very fresh tasting, and
it's not syrupy.
Like I was thinking some sort of a jam at first, like a peach jam, but it's not that sweet. I mean, it's sweet, but it doesn't feel like
I think you're right about the nectarine, where it's a little bit drier.
Yeah. There you go. Not a super fresh... or like an overripe, I guess.
Yeah.
Not an overripe.
It's not like a, you know, Georgia, like really juicy peach.
Yeah.
It's a more of a crisper kind of nectarine-ish.
Maybe a little young, you know?
The young IPA. If you get a chance,
food pairing.
Food pairing, yeah. Man, this kind of goes, I don't know, to me... this is definitely more of a summer type IPA.
Yeah. Like chicken, Asian chicken, something Asian chicken, or...
even like a citrusy chicken.
Somebody's whistling.
Yeah. Is it a whistle or a bird or what?
It's Gina's phone. Huh. There's a bird in here.
There's a bird in the house. Yeah, I'm going to go some kind of... citrusy, herby chicken.
Yeah.
Go pretty good. Yeah. That's what I'm going to pick.
Yeah. What do we got for ratings?
Ratings. Let's see. Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good. The Brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer. And did you do the...
yeah.
The Rate Beer rates this 61 out of 100, but only 29 to style. It's not hoppy enough for the Rate Beer users.
Right.
But I think it's got a decent
29
hoppiness. Huh? It just doesn't have that Southern California kind of IPA hoppiness that you're used to, like that dry hop. It doesn't have that rich kind of bitter dry hopping,
right.
You know, like a fresh hop type taste to it. But it's actually one of the more refreshing IPAs.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. It's pretty palatable. A little on the sweeter side.
So if you get a chance, check this one out. It's a Cismontane Coulter IPA from Cismontane Brewery out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
Cheers.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Oh, it's okay. You're going to be able to listen to me? You got it around the right settings?
Should I listen to you? No.
Never listen to me. This is my show. You're just joining in.
Okay. This is Toby from Beer Coasters Podcast, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, but I'm in Vegas this week.
Yeah. And...
Charlie from San Diego, but I'm in Vegas too.
All right. Special show. This is our annual beer-becue. We all get together and drink beer and have barbecue and geek out, whatnot.
That's why we call it that.
Yeah. So we are, today we're going to try a couple of special things. I've got a box beer again.
Beer in a box.
This is the Firestone Walker Parabola Reserve Series. It's a barrel-aged Imperial Stout. And let's see.
I'm sold.
Pull it out of the box, yeah. This came out in 2011. They're actually working on a... this is Reserve Series number 2, so I'm not sure what the number 1 was, if it was the, not the Succuba, was that one of them?
Excuse
or the
me?
No, the Abacus, maybe that was
Succubus?
The, maybe that was the 001. Anyway, this is the Reserve Series number 002, let's see, 82 IBUs, wow.
Wow.
It uses a British ale yeast. And it's been aged for 12 months in a variety of barrels. And, you know, it could be anywhere from a wine barrel to, let's see.
Other types of barrels.
Yeah, lots of different barrels.
Oak.
But, yeah, it's been aged for up to 12 months before bottling. So... let's see, they did 3,000 cases. 12.5% ABV. Let's crack it. Okay, let's
good.
Defoil it. Oh. We took it out of the box. Now we have to defoil it.
We had defoiling beers. That's what we do every week on this podcast.
Which is pretty silly that they...
We defoil beer after beer.
That they foil a cap. There's no cork, but they just put foil over the cap.
It helps.
Trying to make it harder on the drinker.
Yep. You gotta work.
You gotta work for your old beer, son.
Not all fun and games.
So let's crack it.
Nice.
I'll pour one for Beer Coaster Mike over here.
Yeah.
Pour one out for the homies.
Pour one out for Beer Coaster Charlie. ingredients. Do we have any ingredients?
I don't know.
Beer. Barley hops, water, yeast.
There you go.
And barrel essence.
Yes. Barrel essence. Essence of oak.
I can smell it. I can smell that oak. So they've already announced their 2012, and so the information that we have so far is that it's a barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout. 13%. See, that's the next one. 13%.
A little bit more.
So if they use the same malts, it's a crisp Maris Otter Pale.
You know I'm a fan of the Maris Otter.
Munich, Karahel, Carafa, dark and light crystal, chocolate, oats, and roasted barley.
Cara what?
The hops are Zeus and Hallertau.
No Apollo?
No, no Apollo.
Just Zeus.
Yeah. So what do you guys get on the nose there?
A lot of alcohol.
So this came out about a year ago. I think it was May of 2011. So I've been sitting on it for a while.
I can definitely smell the bourbon.
Yeah. Some, like really dark, like raisins and bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah. Real.
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I'm afraid to take a sip of this right now.
I can't wait.
There's no need to be afraid of the beer.
Don't be afraid. Take a sip.
The beer is your friend.
It's calling to me. Sip.
All right. Sip me. Taking a sip.
Yeah. Real creamy
raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's raisins. Lots of raisins and chocolate.
And a lot of oaky vanilla.
Man. So we're sitting outside in my backyard. That's why you're hearing the crickets and the dogs and barking. And
crickets and chicks and things. There's, it's weird because it kind of bounces back and forth a little bit, but there's a lot of wood, a lot of roasted kind of.
There is a lot
woody
of
vanilla,
yeah, oak
and lots of vanilla, yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit of tobacco maybe.
Yeah, it's bourbony.
Yeah,
bourbon raisins.
Bourbon raisins.
This could actually... This might be a little young right now. I mean, this could probably age for...
You could age another year.
Yeah, another year.
Now you could cellar this really easily.
The alcohol's
strong alcohol that we're getting right now, and as sharp as that taste is, a couple years cellaring would mellow it out quite a bit.
I really like this, though. It's got a nice bite to it.
Yeah, it's still good right now, not even being aged that much.
Is this the parabola?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What would you parabola this with?
Pair it with a bowl of...
Parabola raisin bourbon? What would you pair something like this with? Man, this is like one of those cigar beers.
Yeah.
I don't even smoke cigars, but...
Yeah, just a good steak.
Bowl of vanilla ice cream or...
I was going to say, ice cream sandwich shake.
Prime rib.
Go well in that.
Yeah.
A big, giant piece of prime rib.
A bowl of chocolate chips.
Yeah.
We had chocolate with everything.
Especially
what are
good with this.
Chocolate chips and marshmallows.
What's the ratings on this one?
Some semi-sweet chocolate chips.
The ratings, Mike. Let me get those for you.
Rate beer is 100 out of 100.
100 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users give it a 99, which is world class.
Yeah. And the Brothers Ahlstrom, nothing.
Sadly,
they're missing out on this one. Don't know what you're missing, bros.
They're going to have to catch up at some point.
Yeah. Well.
I think that's it. You get a chance. Check this one out.
Yeah, if you can find it. I mean, they're about to release the
2012. Good luck finding it.
So if you can find the 2011, this is pretty good. And if you find it, I would say
hang
sit on
to
it for a while.
Buy
two
of them and keep one.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty big. Big beer.
Big beer.
Big Bear.
Faces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
What are we doing?
We're recording.
Okay.
All right, so for our next beer, we are trying the Hess Brewing. Get it up on there, dude. Here, you can take control of that. We're doing the Hess Brewing Gracias. This was brought to us in growler form from Beer Coaster Charlie, all the way from San Diego, California.
All the way.
Care of my brother Brandon and his wife Carol.
Yeah, shout out. Thank you. And this, yeah, Hess Brewing. They're out of San Diego, California. Very small. They don't bottle. Everything is growlers or on-site tastings, right?
Or kegs.
It's a growler, kegs, not right, a large right. bottle to them.
They don't bottle in the cap. Traditional.
They just.
They don't distribute in bottles.
They just growl. Right.
Yes.
They just walk in and ask for beer, growl. And they growl at you.
So the Gracias is a Vienna cream ale.
You say that funny.
It's inspired by the classic Vienna lagers brought to Mexico from Austria in the 1800s, but with a Hess Brewing twist. So it's a cream ale. But it's inspired by a Vienna lager. So,
interesting.
We'll see how this goes.
It'd be creamy.
Noble hops. Wow. Some malts. 6.3% ABV. 27 IBUs. Charlie's going to pour us out of his growler. He's going to pour some
it's
beers.
Like caged and grommeted.
Caged and grommeted.
Not grommeted. Washered.
Washered? Or,
Gasket?
Gasketed.
It's gasketed.
It's gasketed.
It's caged and gasketed.
Wow. We are dorks.
It took you 3 seasons. This is almost the end of our 3rd season. I'm finally figuring out that we're dorks.
Thank you, Charlie.
My pleasure.
So we're not even gonna talk about color. We didn't talk about the color with the parabola because it was pretty much black.
It's black.
So
black
this
is the
one,
ace of spades, it was.
We're sitting in the backyard. It's nighttime. It's dark. So we're not gonna do color.
Oh, we'll do color.
All right, Mike's gonna do color.
It's
I'm
brown.
Gonna do the nose.
It's brown.
It's got a white head.
A little darker than honey, like maybe like a buckwheat honey kind of color, just kind of dark. My head's gone.
On the nose, there's a tea leaf. And a little dirty, like a dirty malt.
Yeah, very dirty. Chewy kind of malt. I almost feel like you could spend... You know how you get that kind of spent malt? Like when you go into a brewery where it's just kind of wet, damp malt. That's kind of what this kind of smells like. With some... What else? There's something else in there.
I'm just picking up that tea leaf and maybe a little bit of lemon. Like very light.
Light lemon.
Hint of lemon. Yeah.
I'm going to take a sip. Creamy and malty.
Yeah.
Not much in the way of hoppiness in this one.
No, very very light, very very sessionable.
Yeah. Let's go.
And the tea leaf, the little bit of tea leaf is coming out in the aftertaste. So the aftertaste has this little bit of dry, bitter kind of tea leaf
kind of flavor.
It's like some kind of bread in there too that I can't quite figure out. Like there's a familiar bready flavor that I can't quite figure out.
It did go around.
It's good. What would you pair with this one?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe like a turkey sandwich or like a club sandwich, maybe? Turkey and bacon and lettuce and tomatoes and
something fairly light.
Chicken, like a really kind of mild mild sausage might go well too, as long as it was kind of even like a kielbasa, like Polish kielbasa, like, you know, pretty mild sausage. Yeah.
Cool. And what do we got for ratings here?
Well,
I think we only have one rating.
Do we? I don't think we have any ratings on this.
Well, nothing on Beer Advocate, but I think Rate Beer has
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to find that, because I didn't see that.
81.
Oh.
But, yeah, 81 overall. They say it's a brown ale, but...
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, everybody knows Rate Beer doesn't know their ass from their elbow when it comes to styles with beer.
Yeah.
They really never get it right. That's it. Season 4, Rate Beer's out of the picture. Yeah.
Very unique beer, though. It's a unique style. It is. So it's hard to rate it towards
to
something and compare it to anything.
Because it doesn't taste like, you know, any kind of classic style that I can think of, especially because of that malt. I mean, it has kind of a cream ale quality in the mouthfeel, but that malty, it's like a really
herbally,
heavy, rich maltiness.
Yeah. Yeah, 81 from Rate Beer. Nothing from the Beer Advocate users or brothers.
Nope.
Hess Brewings, gracias.
Do we say where they were from?
San Diego, California.
It is San Diego.
San Diego, California.
How about that?
Cheers.
Old Joe Sherritt says, "My requirements for the week. Well, the noodles anyway. The beer is daily."
Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Time for some backwash.
Backwash, baby.
Yeah. So, we got a little backwash from Rick, the land of the ice and snow. Toby, you want to read it?
Yeah, Rick, he sent us some backwash last week or the week before, telling us how much he loved us, you know.
Love you too, Rick.
And he's planning on going to a beer fest. It's called Between the Bluffs Wine, Beer, and Cheese Fest in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So he's getting back to us. He went to the beer fest, and here is his analysis of the beer fest. So he says, "Hey, Beer Coasters, I thought I would give a brief recap of the Between the Bluffs Wine, Beer, and Cheese Fest in La Crosse, Wisconsin. It was a great time with some good brews. I felt the most impressive brewery there was Toppling Goliath in Decorah, Iowa. Or Decorah, maybe?
I don't know.
Their Golden Nugget IPA and Assassin Imperial Stout were awesome, and their Murphy's Irish Red was very tasty. Potosi Brewing Company out of Wisconsin had a great Tangerine IPA. Ale Asylum's Sticky McDougal Scotch Ale had a great Sweet Malt Backbone. My only complaint about the fest was that it was scheduled to end at 6 p.m., but by 5 p.m., just about everyone was out of beer. My friend mentioned that Bell's ran out of beer a little over 2 hours into the festival. All in all, it was a good time, and I'll probably hit it up again next year. Cheers, Rick from the land of ice and snow.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. That's awesome.
Yeah, he said he was going to keep us updated on his beer travels, and he's a man of his word.
That's right.
Cool. Next up.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Pint ratings. First up, Toby.
All right, so what we did, Mike came out from Boston to Vegas. We had a little barbecue. We tried some beers. So this is a very unofficial show. This is very off the cuff. You know, I don't know if we've already explained this far, because I have no idea if there's going to be any pre-recordings going on or late recordings going on at the show. I don't know how this is going to end up. Either way, let's do some pint ratings. We tried the Parabola from Firestone Walker.
Yes.
So my opinion on the Parabola was that it was a little too big for my britches. And that might be, it was late in the evening, we'd been drinking all day, and that was like one of the last beers I should have drank. Or, well, I should have drank it earlier, is what I guess I'm trying to say. Too big. I think if you age it for a little while, I mean, I've been aging it for just about a year, so I think that a little more time would do it some good. It might mellow out a bit, but it was super big on the vanilla, super big on the bourboniness of it, so it was just a little too over the top for me. So for now, I'm going to go with 3 pints, because I think it's good. It's just a little too much. So 3 pints on the Parabola. And for a one word, I think I'm going to go with, I don't know, super vanilla.
Super vanilla.
Super vanilla. Yeah. That's all I got for that one. And then we tried the Hess Brewing. The cream
Hess
ale
was the Gracias.
The Gracias, yeah. The Gracias cream ale thing. That was pretty good. I'm trying to remember what I thought about it while I was drinking it. I remember it was a little sweet and very creamy, very easy drinking, very palatable. I'm going to go with 3.5 on that one. And for the Sismontane that we just tried, the Coulter IPA, this is really good. I mean, it's not your typical SoCal or even like West Coast IPA, but it has lots of good fruity flavors. Nice summer beer, really easy drinking, good session beer. Not too bitter, not too over the top. A lot of good sweetness, a lot of good fruitiness. So I'm going to go with 4 pints. Really liked it. I would definitely get it again. And I'm curious to check out other stuff from Sismontane. I did have one of their beers on tap when I was in San Diego a few weeks ago. And I think it was a stout in theirs that I thought was pretty good. Either way, I'd like to check some more of their stuff out. They're up and coming, I believe, in Southern California.
They are now. Show.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
You're going to be blowing up.
Yeah. They made it to Beer Coasters, so it's only up from here. And for one word, I'm going to say Nectarine Dreams. And I might have stole it from Mike. I don't know. It seems like a Mike would take that, but either way.
So for my pint ratings, for the Parabola from Firestone Walker, it was pretty much, I mean, it was one of the last beers of the evening after dozens of beers.
Yeah.
But these are the, like, the really big beers that I actually enjoy, you know, kind of sipping and just kind of hanging out. It's definitely a sipper, but it was really big. I'm gonna give it a 4 because I think it's a really great beer, but it was just, it was heavy, but I think it was because of all the stuff we've had before it that we're kind of, I think we're kind of almost hoping for session beers at that point because we had had so much
stuff of
heavier beers and high ABV, and so we really kind of wanted something a little bit more mellow than that was. But I mean, it really was a great beer, and I think, you know, as far as the ratings goes, if I remember, they were pretty damn high with everybody else. So I'm going to give it a 4. And for me, my one word is, I can't do one. It's going to be bourbon raisin.
Bourbon raisin.
Raisin bourbon. All right, raisin bourbon. So, yeah, that's... yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was just... it was tough to get through all those beers. As fun as it was, we at the end of the night, it was getting a little bit too much for us, I think.
Yeah.
For the cream ale that the Gracias from Hess, I really, really enjoyed that beer. There's just all kinds of good about it. I didn't have anything negative to say about it. It wasn't like textbook cream ale by any means, but it had a great malt backbone. It was super smooth. I'm going to give it a 4.5. I really, really, really like that one.
Whoa.
I love beers that's got some, you know, a heavy malt backbone like that. And that definitely had that. So, for my... one word for that.
Did you?
I don't know. I don't know what to call that one. It was super.
Super.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it Filky.
T H I L K Y.
Filky. And for the Sismontane Coulter IPA. Not your SoCal IPA, like Toby mentioned. But really enjoyable, refreshing IPA. I also agree with that whole nectarine thing as we talked about in our tasting flight / fermentation. I'm gonna it was really good. I'm gonna rate this a 4. Giving a little lot of ums because I'm trying to think in between here. It was that nectarine really kind of describes the fruitiness that we're trying to nail, and it's hard to not have the one word have the nectarine in it. Like Toby had the nectarine dreams. Well, I'm just gonna call it nectar ale. And I mean, if you guys see this one, pick it up. It's not, like I said, it's not a SoCal IPA. You're not getting, it's not a big dry hopped IPA, but it's a fruity, refreshing IPA, and you know, still plenty of hops in there, but it's just a different type of IPA. So yeah. Check it out if you get a chance.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think that's it for this show, as far as what we tried. Right? Try those three. We're not quite sure what else will make it on the show this week. It's kind of a we're not quite sure how it's all going to piece together because of my travels and this barbecue that we had and everything. But, if you follow us, you know, like I said, if you follow us on Twitter and Untappd and Facebook, you'll see all the different beers we had and some of the places I've been over the past weekend. Google Plus, of course, which I don't know if we posted too much this week or last weekend on that, but Pinterest, we're also on there. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, as usual, and Callisto.fm.
And please step our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. There's lots of things you can do there. You can check out our shop link, buy some swag, support the show, get your shirts and steins and stickers and things. Check out the Brews Paper, lots of fun things to read about, beer-related, videos to watch, and pictures to look at. It's all fun.
Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, and try to support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, and home brewers. Drink local, because local's fresh.
Don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Shout outs. Mike has some shout outs.
Yeah, lots of shout outs this week. I want to give a shout out to Hess Brewing. Not only did we drink their beer over this weekend, but they gave us kind of a shout out on Twitter, and we appreciate that. Also, Beer America TV, as well as Beer Coaster Charlie and Tiffany. And why don't you take the rest here?
Red Rock Junction.
Another Twitter.
Twitter? On Twitter? Yeah. Tony from Beer 411. He's always plugging our show, which we really appreciate. It's pretty cool. And Brendan and Carol, thanks for hooking us up with the Hess.
Yeah, with the Hess. Yeah, big surprise. I'm definitely going to pick up some more or seek out some more offerings from Hess, because it was a hit. Big surprise. And they have badass growlers, too, by the way.
Yeah, growlers are cool.
So, yeah, thanks to Brendan and Carol for that. And also, Squatters. When I was at the Salt Lake City airport, I untapped a Squatters beer, and they gave me a shout-out, too. So, shout-out to Squatters.
Cool, and do like Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow did this week. Send us some backwash. You can email us, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can even call our really cool hotline, which is 339-225-9274, or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Yeah. A reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers. Now we're off to Aces and Ales.
Yeah. Peace. So,
Aryan cookie.
Totally
the true Aryan cookie. Vienna finger power.
3, 2, 1, podcast.